I want to say a few words. Remnant. Rim. And Rama. Sit down. Remnant. Now, when they were praying this morning, it was revealed to me that some people were not supposed to be here this morning. Wow. I said, wow. They were not supposed to be here, personally or online. Because this morning, in the spirit, in the body of Christ, will be a spiritual, historical moment. And those three words are very important because remnant, I want to be a part of the remnant, me. And the remnant will function in a certain realm in the spirit. Way beyond religion. All right? Way beyond routinely going to church. There's an inspiration that will come along with revelation. Y'all let me talk here this morning. You'll be so inspired, but you will have so much insight to carry it out. This is not a regular morning. I don't want you listening to regular because there here's a word coming now. There is promotion coming to your house. Again, he said another way. There's promotion coming to your life this morning. Remnant and Rama. Now Rama means a live word. It's a word, even before I start preaching, because this information is so strong. A live word is John 6:63. It's the spirit that quickens. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. All right? So expect changes this morning. Expect thinking different, walking different, talking different, living different, sleeping different, getting up in the morning different. I'm telling you, body of Christ, those of you online, those of you who are here this morning, I see my brother visited from Texas, right? Yeah, visited here, and you're here for a reason this morning. It's a pregnant morning in the spirit. Are you following me? It's an apostolic send-off that's going to send you places you've been trying to get. So I want you to pay attention. I want you to listen because the Holy Spirit is going to flood this place. Angels going to flood this place because there's some things the Lord wants to get accomplished this morning. And we got to do it speedily. So are you here?
Yes, sir.
So I give you this, an apostle structure, heaven to earth government. I want you to get that. Don't take that lightly. Heaven to earth government. So that the portals of the supernatural. Now, let me give you a definition of supernatural. Supernatural actually is demonstrations of the spirit and power in your life. Demonstration of the spirit and of power. In other words, unstoppable, unquenchable living. Living beyond the world system. And I heard the Spirit say, living beyond no. N-O. Or living beyond can't. Are you all here?
Yes, sir.
There is an impartation and an impregnation that's going to come on you today. You will never live the same again. You will always know you have the victory. No matter what it looks, no matter how it feels, no matter how many against you, you know when it's the dust get through flying, you're going to be standing. So now religiously, you cannot listen to me this morning. Routinely, you're not going to be able to hear what I'm saying because we're going to go deeper in the spirit. The rain going to start falling, the fire going to start burning, and the wind going to start blowing, and you're going to be in a different territory. You're not going to even be in Darrow. The Lord is ready to take us into places that we should have been a long time ago. And he's about to do some things in here. And I'm going to let him do it. What about you? How many of y'all ready to yield? All right, now, open the portals of the supernatural so that the plural, of the doors, windows, gates of the supernatural can be opened. Now, listen to what it said at the end of this statement. And all those that connected can enter in and benefit. Now that's that rim. Remember now, it's only a remnant. Remember there's it's a rim in the spirit. And it will be instructed by rhema words. In other words, words that will come to you not just on the pages of the Bible, but with spirit and life that produce, let me say it this way, supernatural thinking and supernatural action on your behalf. Are you all listening to this introduction?
Yes, sir.
I want you to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 4. Jesus, not my subject, but I'm going to make a statement. Jesus, the master of supernatural secrets.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Yes, yes, sir.
He's the master of supernatural secret. Now watch what I'm about to say, because he's about to say to you, therefore he did not live a regular life. Your regular ways of living is over this morning because an anointing will get on you and the Holy Spirit is going to tell you, no, you don't have to accept that. Luke chapter 4, you got your Bible open?
Yes, sir.
Here's what we're going to be working with. It's not normal, so you're going to grasp it. The anointing of attraction, unlocking the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I want you to soak that, because I don't want you to just take it as a commercial. The anointing of attraction, unlocking the supernatural. In other words, there's an anointing in you. There's an anointing you wearing upon you that attracts demonstration of the spirit and of power wherever you are. At home, on the job, in the car, no matter where you are, you wearing an anointing that can attract. And that anointing is ready to attack everything and everybody that's coming against you. Your regular level of living is over this morning. What I say?
Wow.
will in your life come into the super plans of God he have designed for you to live. All substitutes or substitutional living will be removed out of your life today. Supreme and superior living cometh to the body of Christ today, all over the world. Your life will take off like a rocket. Things will start happening you can't explain, but you know why it's happening. Now sit down. The anointing of attraction. You got that? The anointing of attraction. You have an anointing that attracts the supernatural. Attracts miracles. Attracts signs. Attracts wonders. Attracts resurrection from the dead. Yeah, I just want you to see that. Attract blind eyes being opened. Attract lame people start walking and deaf people start hearing and dumb people start talking. That's on your life. That's in. So you have an anointing. You're filled with the Spirit, but the Spirit is upon you. Luke 4:1. And Jesus, and who?
Jesus.
Being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan. He's full, right?
Yes, sir.
And was led,
yes, sir,
by the Spirit into the wilderness.
Yes.
So he was full. And he was led.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I want to show you something else about Jesus. Because he's the master of the supernatural. I'm going to show you something else about him. I'll read the statement out to you. He was filled, led, fed, anointed, and the Spirit was upon him.
Yes.
I'm saying to you today, you will be filled, led, the anointing will be upon you, fed by the Spirit. See, when you're fed by the Spirit, he's going to feed you the Word, but he's going to give you a revelation of how to function in it. Look at Matthew 4:4. Don't leave Luke. But look at Matthew 4:4. Matthew 4:4. See, there's a feeding going on here right now. Your spirit is being fed supernatural food. Oh my God, Leroy. You eating super when you under the Word of God, you eating supernatural food that will produce supernatural strength that you can live a supernatural life and the enemy cannot touch you. You are designed by God to be supernatural. You're not designed to be religious. You're not designed to be routine. You're not designed just to read the Bible. You are the Bible. The Bible lives in you.
Yes.
Man should not live by bread alone, but every word. Matthew 4:4. That proceeded out of the mouth of God. Now, there's a secret there. You must live this life by proceeding words. Words constantly flowing out of God's mouth into your ear, into your heart, into your understanding. Wisdom that run a circle around the enemy. He thinks you got your trap, but you got a preceded word from God giving you wisdom to walk around him and he can't even touch you. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and the power of the enemy to do you no harm. I told y'all it's gonna be a different morning. I told y'all some people was not supposed to be here. And God thought it enough of you for you to be here on this historical apostolic moment that you about to grow in the spirit. You will never think the same way no more. Just keep on, sit down, let's read. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all feel something now? Hallelujah. I'm going to preach this morning, listen, until what you're dealing with not going to seem so big no more. Everything in your life that is against you about to shrink because you're going to see brighter and you're going to hear clearer and you're going to understand better. Everybody don't supposed to be here this morning. Those who didn't want to receive it, God didn't want them here. They were going to block you. You wouldn't be able to hear it. So God kept them home. He told me that when I was sitting right there. You'll never go fishing again and not catch nothing. Yeah, y'all on, y'all in. Oh, my. Oh, my. In other words, from this morning forward, you'll never go after something you can't get. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Divine territories about to be invaded by everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. Blessing about to be unlocked in your life that the enemy tried to hold you from. But you about to walk in them. Live in them. Everybody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. All right, some more scripture now. I've got to read some more scripture here. Luke 4:14. When you can't take no more, just tell me I can't take no more. Luke 4:14. And Jesus returned in the power. Now he was led, he was full of the Spirit, first voice, and he was led by the Spirit, right? Now, in between verse 1 and 14, he whooped the devil. Every temptation the devil came with, Jesus whooped it. Between verse 1 and verse 14. Then the Bible says in verse 14, and he returned in the power. He was led by the Spirit. He went out there and whipped him in the Spirit. That's what you're supposed to be doing. When you leave your house, you're supposed to leave in the Spirit. And everything between you and where you're going, you're supposed to whip it. You don't supposed to stop and pray about it. You're supposed to whip it. You don't supposed to stop and fast about it. You're supposed to whip it. Now listen to what the statement I'm about to say. Nothing can go wrong when you own. Did you understand that?
Yes.
See, between verse 1 throughout verse 13, Jesus whipped Satan with every temptation, every attack, every offer he could make to pull him off track. Because he was led by the Spirit, meaning he was led into, who got that other word? Who got that other word? Because he was in the Spirit, he was led into what? I ain't talking about no willingness. He already in the willingness. What are we talking about? Thank you. When you're led by the Spirit, you're led into. Now, what's good about it, if you listen this morning, what's good about it, and I know you are, what's good about it, I'm not talking about Jesus. Jesus was the example of a son, a daughter, who's connected to the Father. So from this day forward, Satan will never whip you again. All you got to do is stay in the Spirit and you got him whipped. For when you stay in the Spirit, you live in the supernatural. I wish there's somebody and you never saw a miracle in their life. I just wish you sitting here and you never saw a miracle in your life, because a miracle coming in your life today. You're going to start seeing miracles. You're supposed to see miracles. You're supposed to see signs. You're supposed to see wonders. You're supposed to have some things happen in your life you can't explain with no more than one word, Jesus. You're supposed to be happy. You're supposed to have joy. You're supposed to have peace. You're supposed to live long. You're supposed to be healthy. You're supposed to be rich. You're supposed to be wealthy. You're supposed to live abundant life. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Say yes, 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 yes. It's mine. Say it. I have it now. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. We're going to stop his stealing, stop his killing, and stop his destroying by functioning in the supernatural. Say supernatural.
Supernatural.
Say it again.
Supernatural.
Say it again.
Supernatural.
Say, I am supernatural.
I am supernatural.
I got a supernatural father.
I got a supernatural father.
Supernatural savior.
Supernatural.
Supernatural brother.
Supernatural.
Supernatural kingdom.
Supernatural kingdom.
Supernatural power.
Supernatural power.
Supernatural glory.
Supernatural glory.
Lives on the inside of me.
Lives on the inside of me.
Now, I'm going to say this. Now, you better catch it. Everything in your life that is hindering you is being flushed right now by the holy power of God. Sickness and disease being flushed out of your body. Fear and worry and stress and anxiety being flushed out of your mind. Lack and limitation. Leave your life this morning. Your job is not your soul. God is your soul.
God is your soul.
three people, I'm rich.
I'm rich.
I'm rich. Nothing wrong with being rich. Shh. 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 I'm so glad after these 52 years to be able to tell the body of Christ there's nothing wrong with being rich. I heard the Spirit of God says, rich is regular in the kingdom. I just heard that. Rich is a regular life. Rich is a regular life in the kingdom. Say it.
Rich is a regular life in the kingdom.
Sit down. After, in the supernatural, when you're functioning in the spirit, you're functioning in the supernatural. After Jesus supernaturally whooped Satan. You heard that? You got to whoop him supernaturally. You can't whip Satan naturally. You can't be saying them little fevered prayer and think you're going to whip Satan. You got to stand up and know who you are. You got to say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. Y'all got it? Y'all stop making them little whimper statements. Take your hand off of me. Take your hand off of my grandchildren. Take your hand off of my child.
Yes.
Take your hand off of my marriage.
Yes.
Take your hand off of my body.
Yes.
Take your hand off of my finances.
Yes.
Take your hand off of my health.
Yes.
Take your hand off of my joy.
Yes.
Take your hand off of my happiness. Take your hand off of my freedom.
Yes.
Take your hand off of me.
Yes.
Take your hand off of me. Tell him. After you whoop Satan. Look at verse 14. Sit down. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. You ought to shake your community up. The people down the street ought to wonder, what is she doing? Who do she know? What school she went to? How she do that? What? Oh, oh! Christian ought to be shaking the community up. Shaking everybody up. Y'all down there with them. No, y'all ought to be up. Up, 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 up. Y'all ought to be up. Y'all ought to be up. What are y'all doing? Who is your Jesus? I want him. I want him. Come on, dog. I want your Jesus. I receive your seed there. I want your Jesus. That's a $500 check. I want your Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Now, sit down. Here we go now. Here we go to the supernatural. Jesus is the master. Jesus is the master of the supernatural. He showed us masterfully how to live the supernatural life. And he's about to expose his one great secret now in Luke 4:18. You know what we're talking about? Put that subject back on the board, son. The subject. Put the subject back on the board. The anointing of attraction unlocking the supernatural. It is the anointing that attracts the supernatural and deal with all demonic power. See, Satan is supernatural, but it's demonical. But if you're a natural Christian, he can whoop your tail. Because you don't know how to handle him. You can just go into church reading the Bible. You don't know you're super on the inside. I said you're super on the inside. Matter of fact, I'll say this. You're a super God on the inside. Because the Bible says he that the word of God come to, did not I call him God?
Yes.
Mean that you have the ability to act on the same rim with God.
Yes.
That's what we're supposed to be telling you.
Yeah.
Look at this. The 18th verse. Now, listen to what I'm about to tell you. The 18th verse is you.
Yes, sir.
And it carries the supernatural life you should be living. And the supernatural, the supernatural, the life you should be living is an anointed life. Look at the point next to tell them, I'm anointed. Therefore, I can operate in the supernatural. Tell them, I'm not just natural.
I'm supernatural.
I'm born of the Spirit of God. Did you see it?
Yes.
You see it?
Yes.
Now, this verse belongs to you because Jesus lives his life on earth now through you. As he is, so are we. So Jesus said, I want you to tune in because I got you assigned to live the kind of life I lived when I was here. And I give you the same power, the Holy Spirit, that he can release an anointing in you and upon you, because the anointing is not just for you. I want to use you to bless the world. So you got power on the inside and... So now when we read this verse, I want you to take it personally.
Yes.
I don't know a better way to say it. I don't want you to take it preachy.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And just feel good. But I'm asking you to let a deposit be cashed in this morning. Let the Holy Spirit push this to a further degree on the inside of you. That I have the right to live the same kind of life on earth that Jesus did. And I have the right to get the same results out of my life that Jesus got out of his life when he was here on earth. Tell us about it. I'm going to make more demand on this power. At this hour. Right now. It begins right now. I'll never be the same again. Are you listening?
Yes,
sir. Do you feel the presence in here?
Yes, sir.
I know the president. I've been the president of the Lord in here. The Lord, this is a... Look, listen to this statement. He told me in my office, this is a historical moment in the body of Christ. This service this morning. a historical moment in the body of Christ.
Yes,
that is a shifting in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And this is what I'm saying. Listen very carefully now, because I want you to know your life changed. It's a shifting that will stop all drifting in your life. You will not drift in the spirit. You will not drift. It's time to flow. It's time to stop drifting in the spirit. It's time to start what? Flowing in the spirit. See, the drifting in the spirit have made church regular. But it just, we done put the church on regular basis. So we got a lot of people, superstars up there equal with the church. Hell no. They're not equal with the church. Hell can't be equal with heaven. You see what I'm saying? See, when you talk about Jesus, you can't put nobody on a level with him. You can't put none of these superstars up there with the supernatural. Those are worldly superstars. You see that? You see what happened? See, you get your mind to mind. Boy, they're great. No, they're not. When Jesus walking in there, everybody else got to sit down. In my life, everybody sit down. Jesus, he's the Lord of my, in my life. Jesus is the Lord of my life. I don't know no more than one superstar. And his name is Jesus. And I love him. And I'm glad what he done for me. Took my foot out of hell and put it in hell. Took me out of the world and taught me how to love my wife. I don't need no other woman. I got one woman satisfying me. I ain't got time for that crazy. Y'all talk to me up in here. I belong to Jesus and Carolyn. If you can't say that, you're in trouble, baby. Listen. You better listen to what I'm saying. Sit down. From this morning forward, you are a supernatural attractor. You are a miracle attractor. You are a sign attractor. You are a wonder attractor. Anything or anybody try to attack you, the Spirit of God gonna rise up in you and they gonna get the whooping of their lifetime. Because sometimes the enemy attack you, you ain't got time to read the Bible. You ain't got time to pray in tongue out. You got to be able to stand up and say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over you right now. I break your power right now. I know who I am, and I know who you are. I know where you're supposed to be, and I know where I'm supposed to be, and I'm getting in my right place right now, on top of you. Behold, I give you power to tread. Now, this is going to transform somebody. I heard it about 15 minutes ago in 20 minutes. I said, what is that? But this is going to transform somebody this morning. You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Hush. Somebody calling my name. The Lord is calling your name this morning. Matter of fact, he's calling you out. From the circle and the sackle. You about to enter into new territory. Woo, Jesus. Y'all ain't dancing or nothing. You about to enter into new territory. He calling you out the circle. He putting you on a new trail. Yeah, you gonna go a new, there are new pathway God open for you right now. There are places you thought you couldn't go. Things you thought you couldn't do. Things you thought you couldn't have. They're all opening up to you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You walking out this church this morning in a brand new lifestyle with a fresh anointing. Hush, hush. Somebody calling my name. The person next to you might not be calling that name. But you better be knowing he's speaking to you, right? What? How many of y'all getting this? I'm just up here preaching. Come on, son. I'm going to show you two or three more scriptures. I'm going to give you two or three points and I'm going to close. Yes, sir. It's $200. Yes, sir. Now, this 18, sit down, this 18 verse. Let me tell you something before we read this. Let me tell you something before I read this. Read this anointing on you. The supernatural is to glorify the Father, magnify the Son, and edify the body of Christ. I want you to get those three now. Glorify the Father. Magnify the Son. Who's the body of Christ?
Me.
All right. Edify the body of Christ. In other words, a spiritual structuring is going on in your life today.
Yes, sir.
That puts you on the level of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They want you there. You understand? They want you on that level.
Yes, sir.
He wants you on a level with him.
Yes, sir.
That nothing is impossible.
Yes, sir.
The anointing always attracts the supernatural. Now, let me give you some ingredients for the supernatural, even before I read Luke 4:18. Love.
Yes,
now, watch this building now. The cross.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
Blood. The resurrection.
Right.
Because the cross and the blood is no good without the resurrection.
Yes,
so don't just try to use the cross without the resurrection. Because the cross, Jesus is still in the grave. But the resurrection verified that he is who he said he is. So the cross, wait a minute, love, cross, blood, resurrection, seated position. I'm seated with him in heavenly places. Sending of the Holy Spirit, grace, and faith. I want all these ingredients to them in your life. I'm gonna give you again now. I'm gonna give them to you again. Ingredients of the supernatural. Love. The cross.
Yes, sir.
The blood. The resurrection. The seated position.
Yes, sir.
The sending of the Holy Spirit. Grace. And faith.
Yes, sir.
Now those ingredients, you keep those ingredients stirred up in you. In other words, always have one of them functioning.
Yes. Yes, sir.
He can't handle neither one.
Yes,
the enemy can't handle neither one.
Yes,
and if you know they're all connected. I mean, you just say the blood. Every demon, get on his knees.
My God. Yes, sir.
You said resurrection. Well, that person knows something. Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Notice I never said the word religion. I never said the word denomination. Y'all got a few more minutes? Let me see what I want to tell you before I read that verse. I said it to you, but I want to make sure you got it in your note. You are designed by God to live a supernatural life. The anointing attracts the supernatural. You got that? The supernatural means demonstration of the Spirit and of power. In other words, something out of the ordinary is about to happen because somebody in you know what they're doing. Now, to function fully in the supernatural, you got to have gratitude. Be thankful. Be thankful for what you have now. You got to have love for the one who lack you and the one who don't lack you. And you got to have visualization. You got to have a vision. You got to have proper thinking. Are you going to school? You're in college this morning. Spiritual college. You got to think proper thinking. Thinking clear and a good conscience. All right, now, Jesus, the master of the supernatural. We see he was led by the Spirit, right? Whoop Satan, right? All right, now the 18th verse, he make this announcement. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Say it.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Say it. He have sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Say it. To preach deliverance to the captive. And recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. All right, the first one I want you to do is yourself. Because the church has been bruised by not knowing rightfully who they are and how much power they have. And they're sitting there in them pews depending on this pulpit for everything. And they got the power on the inside of them. And they trying to tell you you don't have it. Some of them tell you you don't have it. You got to have me. You ain't got to have nothing. You get the revelation, walk in it yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I want to give you one or two more voices here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what's coming on me now, my Baptist preaching, but I ain't going to let it come out. Because it's too much. Oh, my. Oh, I got to hold it. Shut up. Shut up. Listen, because I got to show you two more voices. I want to show you more voices. Wait a minute. I want you to look at verse 32 of Luke 4. And this is you. Listen to what it says. And they were what? At his what? Doctrine means teaching, right? For what? Y'all stop talking with them little empty words. But the Lord love you. Say it with some power. Know he love you because he know he love you. And they were astonished. See now, what the word astonished mean? I'm not too smart. Huh? Surprise? Shook up? You ever talk to somebody that got shook up? I do it all the time. People get shook up. I just say regular English word, but the anointing be on it. Yeah. But what you say? All that's on you right now. You, let me ask you something. Are you here?
Yes.
Well, that anointing getting on you.
Yes.
People are going to be astonished about some of the things you say from this day forward, because you're going to speak with power and glory.
Yes.
My. You'll be shocked by what you say. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say what I heard the Holy Spirit say. And it's very simple, but you're going to be astonished. The Holy Spirit just told me, tell you, your life is unlocked. Everything that God wanted you to have is unlocked to you because you're in the presence of an unlocked moment. Every door that you need open is unlocked. Every window that you need open is unlocked. Here we go. Every gate that you need to go through is unlocked. This is an unlocking moment in your life. Every move you need to make is supernaturally unlocked. You are in the realm of the unstoppable. Write that down. Put the date by. You're in the realm of the unstoppable. Because the supernatural, when it's unlocked, you cannot be stopped. All the gifts of the Spirit, all the fruits of the Spirit, all the wisdom of the Spirit come into your house today. That what you've been dreaming about become a reality. And I heard the word easily. With no struggles. Profound health coming to your body today. Profound health. Health that can't be found normally. Health that medicine can't produce. Profound health. Health from heaven come to your body today. Receive it, baby. Believe it and receive it. Prophesied health coming to you today. Prophesied wealth coming to you today. Come on, receive it. Prophesied joy. Prophesied peace. Prophesied happiness coming to you today. You're just going to laugh. You're going to laugh so much you're going to make the devil nervous. Because he said, I thought I had it. You would say, ha, 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 not me. I'm under the apostolic. I'm under the prophetic. Not me. You don't have me. You thought you had me, but not me. Ha, 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 ha. Not me. The supernatural is unfolding in your life right now. Miracles are unfolding. There are some signs you need unfolding. They're unfolding right now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't think regular no more. People who live in revelation don't live regular. People who live in a rhema don't live in routine. The way, the truth, and the life cometh in your life today like never before. You're going to know what way to go, you're going to know the truth, and you're going to know the life. Not by routine, but by revelation. I got to close, children. I'll take up the next service. Oh, my goodness. Let me read these verses to leave these verses laying in your heart. Just in this fourth chapter. I didn't get for it. Four. It's another voice I want to read to you. Two more voices. 36th verse of Luke 4. You can stay standing, whatever you want to do. And they were all, now they were astonished, now they were all amazed. And spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. That's you. Every spirit that's been holding you back is moved out of your life today. Look at it. He said, look at verse 32. They were astonished. See, this kind of life we're supposed to be living. Look at verse 36. And they were amazed. See, the supernatural make people astonished, and they make them amazed. And they were amazed and speak among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power, he asked no. Stop asking about everything. Command some stuff. I say stop commanding some stuff. Oh, my goodness. Stop just asking. Command. Are you hearing me? You're not just an asker. You're a commander. You got authority.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Something we praying about Jesus. What are you praying? What are you praying to me about this for? I already done this for you. Go ahead and tell it what you want to do. What'd you come ask me to do this for? I've done this already. Come on, can you hear? Can you hear? Why are you praying to me about this? Won't you just go ahead and do it? Oh, y'all didn't get it. Y'all didn't get it. Y'all want to pray about everything. Lord said, I ain't answering you. Because I already have answered you. I told you take authority. You operating in welfare when you're supposed to be operating in warfare. You supposed to take authority. I hear this voice, this voice, this voice. This voice, Lord, show me his voice. The voice I want you to see for our clothes. Wait a minute, I gotta find this voice, then I'm closing me wrong. Hey, you remember when they sent those officers to go get Jesus? And he said, never a man, what is that? Leroy, never a man speak like this man. I just want to read that one verse. They sent him to arrest him. And them guys sat down and listened a little while. Them guys went back to headquarters. And he said, where he at? He said, man, never a man speak like this man. We didn't touch him.
John 7:46.
Turn there quick, John 7:46. But that's what I want him to say about you.
Yeah.
I'll say it, Lord. That's why nobody don't mess with me. You heard me? They don't mess with me. Because I get kind of crazy when I speak to the natural man. Because I be speaking in the spirit. I mean, you say, I'll never be broke another day in my life. How you know that? You see, Pointing it up 70 year word like that. I'll never be broke. I'm a money magnet. But those are not normal words. So preachers go have a meeting on that. They go, say, who you think he is? Where you come from? But yet he flew here in a jet with 24 windows in it. No, I'm telling you what kind of jet I'm flying. 24 windows, 12 on both sides. Three engine, not two engine, three engine. Seat 15 people. And they're not close together, they can breathe. Sofa seat you can lay down and go to sleep in. Got a master quarter where you can close the curtain and nobody bother you. You got just one chair back there, recliner. First preacher in the world ever flew in a plane like that. We the first ministry had that type of plane, a Falcon 900. I don't know about no plane. I'm trying to get another little plane. Lord said, no, I want you to see something else. So Leroy and Junior and I went in there, and Leroy, you look pretty cool about levels. He was, Dad, that's a big plane, yeah. I heard him say that time, you know, it's a big plane. Then the man said, the offer you're making, they're not going to take that. I said, what your job is? Your job is to take my offer and take it to the people. And you don't tell me what they're not going to take. What that scripture, you want to read it? 7. John 7? John 7, your turn now. I want y'all to see it. John 7, 46. The next time the devil send some demon after you. This is what they're going to go back and say. Verse 45. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees and said unto them, why have you not brought him? Why you didn't bring him? Why she ain't worried? The officer answered, never a woman spoke like that woman. So we only got to one point in this sermon. He was filled, led, fed, anointed, and the Spirit was upon him. I want you to leave here with that. I'm filled, I'm led, I'm fed, I'm anointed, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now I'll take you further, the dimension of this type of anointing must be upon us. Is there someone here that the Lord has spoken to your heart?